to our podcast for IEEE Latin America Noticiero.
We are with Moshe Kam, the IEEE CEO and President. We are now at Uruguay in a talk, the development of electronic industry in third world countries. Please, Moshe Kam, thank you very much. Could you give us a brief abstract about your talk?
Yeah, my talk was focused on the way the different countries have created the electronics industry with the hope that their different path towards success in this arena will be an inspiration to decision makers in Uruguay in this area. I spoke about three examples: the example of Korea, the example of Taiwan, the example of Israel. Three countries that had absolutely no electronics industry, say in the 1950s, and three countries that have since were able to restructure themselves as electronics industry is playing a major role in their activities. I highlighted the connection between the development of the electronics industry and strong academic programs, especially graduate programs in the relevant high-tech areas. And in addition, I have discussed the different ways that government has created incentives. And these three governments, Korea, Taiwan, and Israel, have taken very different ways, but eventually got into the same final outcome. And I have recommended some steps in order to start the same kind of activity in Uruguay, based on the fact that Uruguay, one, once had a thriving electronics industry, two, has a strong presence in some niches of the market, especially implantable devices and pacemakers, and three, has a growing diaspora of graduate students that may be able to be the basis for such a revival. I also suggested that IEEE can play the role of a broker in terms of providing the connections in the academic world, in the industrial world, and perhaps even in the business school environment.
Well, Dr. Moshe Kam, thank you very much.